learn Bengali at home. So obviously my parents are Bengali, so that's a language I picked up at home. And my siblings, they speak English, so I've learned English at home and also from my primary school education.
So how do you feel about speaking more than one language?
I mean, it helps me. There are things that I can say in Bengali that won't have the same effect if I was to say in English.
Do you feel like there are particular emotions and experiences you associate with these two languages?
Yeah, definitely. For example, if I'm with my family and we're joking around, I find that there is an extra added humor when we're using our Bengali language.
If you had to tell someone from outer space to learn one particular language, what would that be and why?
Arabic. So I consider that as an L2 language that I'm learning later on in life. There's a lot of logic behind the language in terms of how words are formed and how words have derivatives. So it's a very it's interesting learning the language.
Would your life be different if you spoke other languages, or for example the ones you do speak, if you weren't able to speak them?
Yeah, definitely. For example, if I didn't speak Bengali, my relationship with my extended families, for example the elder generation, would not be as strong as it is today, because I wouldn't be able to have much conversations with them. So I feel that I can actually sit down with my elder uncles, speak to them in the language that they feel comfortable in. So in terms of my relationships, it would have affected my relationships. And in terms of visiting my country of ethnic origin, the experience would have been different.
If you could learn any language in the world which you don't already know, which language would that be and why?
Even though I know some Arabic, I would say that's the language that I would want to learn properly, fluently. And the reason why is because of my personal motivation for it, a religious motivation. Because I'm a Muslim, I believe that learning Arabic, especially classical Arabic, is important. So that's a motivation for me to learn further my knowledge on Arabic, so I have access to the scriptures and other religious texts.
English, obviously, I learned at home and at school, while Bengali was, well, I'm not sure if you could ever say I've really learnt it. My standard of Bengali is extremely poor, so I was meant to have learnt it at home, but not really. And Arabic, I've just recently picked up in the past 2-3 years. I'm still learning it, so that's being done in a more academic environment.
Where do you consider yourself to be from? Do you think that you were from a multilingual or a monolingual environment?
So at home it was a multilingual environment. I generally stuck to English. People often ask I speak to my parents at home when they realize how poor my Bengali is. And I usually say my mother speaks to me in Bengali, so in her native tongue, and I speak back to her in English. And with my father, it's mainly English. So it's a multilingual environment, but by myself, I speak very little. Other than English at home.
Right. And how do you feel about speaking more than one language?
You relate to people who speak the same languages. So obviously English, that's just as a standard, because I was born in England, you relate to anyone else who was born here and who speaks the language. Bengali, this is a language I have, it's almost like it has a more nostalgic feel, because I don't really speak it properly.
Are there different emotions and experiences you associate with the different languages you speak?
Everything I experience and everything I feel is generally in English. Apart from anything to do with my faith, that's where Arabic comes in.
How do you feel your life would be different if you spoke other languages or didn't speak some of the languages that you do speak?
I think that if I spoke Bengali better, perhaps I'd have a different relationship to some of my extended family, because a limited language just means you can only, there are certain things you just can't express. With my immediate family, I don't think it would really change too much.
Have you experienced any disadvantages to speaking more than one language?
I found a disadvantage not being able to properly speak another language, i.e. Bengali in particular, because it impacts my ability to speak to members of my own ethnic community who I'm not related to. While my own relatives, it does sometimes hinder that connection you make there, though they are a bit more understanding.